Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Where's all the mama bears at? Where are all my ladies at that have had little baby human childs? We want to talk about pregnancy cravings. This is all based on an email that came in. Marissa wrote in. She says, "Hey, JKJ, I have a show segment for you guys. Prego cravings is what she put in all capital letters with about 19 exclamation points. Prego
like cravings! My kind of girl there.
Ah!" She says, "I got to ask because I'm starting to feel like a walking episode of My Strange Addiction. I'm 8 months pregnant, and lately all I can think about day and night is raw meat and Italian dressing.
Oh,
like I'll be making dinner, and suddenly I'm staring at the raw ground beef thinking, maybe just a taste. And then she put in parentheses, don't worry, I haven't actually done it. And don't even get me started on the Italian dressing. I've been putting it on everything. Chips and bread and watermelon. It's out of control."
Watermelon.
She said, "Full disclosure, my husband caught me taking a drink out of it, straight out of the bottle, out of the fridge. He's rethinking his life choices," she said.
"No, it just happens. It's okay. It's part of that pregnancy. You're going to drink sauces. It's just a part of it."
Did you do
so
that?
Marissa
says,
sauce.
"Now I'm curious. Am I totally losing it, or do other pregnant women get these wild, borderline concerning cravings as well? What's the weirdest thing you craved when you were pregnant, Katie?"
Yeah.
Love you guys. Would love to hear the segment. And that is from Marissa. I see we already have a couple ladies on the line. If you want to sound off about your pregnancy cravings, what did you have to eat while you were with child? 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. You can call right now. We will start with Katie Cat. What did you crave with baby Nana?
So many things, but yeah, the sauces part. So I worked at a restaurant. I waited tables up until I had Zoe, and her dad's mom was the cook at the restaurant we worked at. So she's like, "I got to take care of my grandbaby. Got to take care of my grandbaby." And she would put little shot glasses full of hollandaise sauce in the window where the waitresses would pick up their food to bring out to the tables. And I would walk by and take shots of hollandaise sauce, like every couple 30 minutes or so. But as you know, hollandaise sauce is straight butter and egg yolks and a little bit of lemon. I know. And I was taking like 5 or 6 shots of hollandaise sauce every day.
You just couldn't get enough of it.
I loved it so much. And I didn't even put it on anything. I would just drink it. It was so good to me.
Oh, my gosh.
So that was just one of the...
This is fascinating to me.
I had so many pregnancy cravings.
The nastiest stuff to me, like doing that is just... But like I don't know anything about, I can't, relate, I guess, that you have these crazy cravings. Online, I was reading an article, and they say that pickles is a huge one.
Oh, yeah.
For ladies. Yeah. Like, and you put them on everything. The list here says pizza rolls with pickles on top, making ramen with pickle juice, spaghetti with pickle juice on top.
Yeah.
Potato chips mixed with pickles and sour cream.
Oh, yeah.
Is a biggie, apparently.
Pickles and the salty, I think, is a big indicator there. Because another time I was just like, I really wanted Cheese Whiz. And it was just, I was this craving for Cheese Whiz. And so I put it on white bread and I took a bite. And I'm like, it's not salty enough. I need something. So that's how I came up with the concoction with green olives. I had Cheese Whiz and green olive sandwiches almost every day when I was pregnant with Zoe. So spot on with the salty.
I see we have a lot of moms on the line. If you want to sound off about your pregnancy cravings, 303-691-1649. We will start with Haley. Hi, Haley.
Hello.
Hello. I see what you were going to say on my screen, and I'm like, WTF right now.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I know. It's pretty weird. It wasn't my only craving, but my weirdest craving was chalk, like the chalk that you draw with. Yes.
You just wanted to eat sidewalk chalk.
Oh, I didn't just want to eat it. I went as far as to find edible chalk online, and I would take teeny tiny little bites of it to curb my craving. It was bad, and I don't eat it anymore. Don't worry.
No. This is insane, though, that you would feel like I need to eat chalk. Wonder what that was.
Did your doctors ever explain to you anything about it? Did you tell them you were craving chalk?
Oh, I did tell him I was craving chalk. It was actually an iron deficiency. And so then that can cause pica, and you crave things that aren't food.
Because I've heard about this with dirt. Women will be pregnant. They want to eat dirt to get all the iron.
Yeah,
so yours was just
cravings.
Chalk. Huh.
Yep. chalk.
Huh.
I've never heard of chalk.
Very unique.
Did you try it?
Well, yeah, we covered that.
Okay, yeah.
The edible chalk.
Yeah. Oh, the edible. Yeah. That's a good choice.
All right, Haley. Well, thank you for calling in.
Yeah, thank
All right,
you.
See you later.
Bye.
God, that's a weird one.
Yeah, I've never heard chalk before, but.
Oh, man. Hi, Abby.
Hi.
Hey.
My craving was SpaghettiOs and A1 sauce and sour cream.
Oh, my
All
God.
All together?
Yeah.
What?
I gross myself out, I'd eat it, and then I'd be like, no, I don't want this anymore. But yeah, I'd cook it, mix it all together, take like two or three bites, and then I was like, all right, this is disgusting.
The sour cream and the SpaghettiOs sound decent, but then putting the splash of the A1 in it, I don't know about that.
Well, was it a splash, or did you cover it in the glug, A1? Glug,
glug, like, if I was my choice, I would have like just personally drank the A1 sauce, but I was like, that's a little excessive.
Yeah.
That's just crazy.
What is it? I think it's got to be the salt factor, because I know a lot of women who crave to like condiments and sauces and, you know, the high sodium stuff.
I might be pregnant because I keep cans of SpaghettiOs in my basement, like a little food storage area, and I go down and I eat SpaghettiOs. And
cold?
I'll eat them right out of the can. Cold. Yeah. I order them on Amazon. I order like 12 at a time, and they come in like blocks, and I like SpaghettiOs.
You're not pregnant. You're just weird. That's just weird.
I might be pregnant. Abby, that's a great one. Thank you for sounding off this morning.
Yeah.
All right, bye. See ya. Oh, my God. Those are great. Hi, Janelle.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. We're talking pregnancy cravings. What was yours?
Okay, so I craved the smell of pine salt.
Really?
And I ate ice. Cubed ice all the time.
Yeah, I've heard.
My doctor, I had an iron deficiency.
Yeah, so there's the iron again. Okay. Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of stuff coming in on the text line about ice, baby. But the pine salt is unique.
Yeah, did you ever find out what that was from?
It's just a craving, just the smell.
You just love the smell of it.
I just love the smell of it. I never drank it. Thank God.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. I've heard the opposite. Like if you're pregnant and you smell things that are generally good, like maybe like you would smell like a fabric softener or something and you would instantly become nauseated. Like you couldn't smell that through your entire pregnancy. I've heard that before, but not good smell.
Oh, not me. I wish they made it into a perfume. I would have worn it every day.
You could put a little dab. You probably could.
Right.
Right there on your neck.
You can
do that. You can do that, Janelle. Janelle, thank you for the call today.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
See you later.
Too. Bye.
Taryn.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. What was your pregnancy craving?
It was always green chili stew. I was going to school in New Mexico and for nursing, and I was like, I could not get enough green chili, and it didn't matter how spicy it was and gave me so much heartburn, but I had to have it all the time. Like. Then I went through withdrawals when I moved back to Colorado.
Oh, yeah, because they do it different in New Mexico.
Green chili, and I was like, I tried.
Yeah, they do it different out there in New Mexico. Like, the stew has potatoes in it, so it makes it different.
So it's, like, very hearty, and then, like, with your meat, and I don't know, every time I went, I think there was, like, we had, like, the church's chicken out there, and we also had, where you could go through the drive-thru, and I got green chili stew there. And it was, like, so good. I don't know.
And then you just sit in the parking lot and shovel it in, huh? This is what baby wants right now.
Green chili all the time. And then when I got home, it was, like, and I flip-flopped to, like, ice cream because, you know, the end of my pregnancy was summer and it was hot. And my friend was like, oh, turn me on to, like, the Oregon blackberry custard from
Good Times.
But like, that's only like for the month, and then so then I have to go through withdrawals with that.
Oh my God!
You're like, no,
we have spoon bender, and I'm like, I try it. I go, it's not the same.
It's not the same.
I can feel the pain in your voice right now, Taryn. I can feel the pain.
No, when they discontinue an item when you're pregnant, you almost try and
you flip out, huh?
No, you try and like compromise with them. Like, just bring it back for today. Like,
come
just today.
You're like at the drive-thru window, please. I know you have more in the back.
Like, we have the spoon bender. I was like, I'm like, it's not the same.
What do I got to do for a custard?
Oh, my God. That's fantastic. Taryn, thank you for the laughs. That's awesome.
You,
I wonder if you can mix the green chili with the ice cream.
Oh, there you go.
Oh,
something you'd eat when you're pregnant, for sure.
Donna, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning to you. All right, we're chatting about pregnancy cravings. Did you have some?
Yes, with my oldest, it was really weird. I only craved, it had to be Taco Bell. I couldn't recreate it at home, and it had to be plain refried beans with no sauce or cheese and only sour cream.
Oh.
That's a very
unique
request.
And I would cry if they messed it up. Oh. I cried so hard.
Oh, I've cried so many times in a drive-thru.
So give me that order again. What would you get?
What was that?
What was your order again?
It was plain beans, refried beans, and just sour cream.
So just beans in a cup with sour cream?
Well, in a tortilla.
Well, a tortilla,
like a
burrito.
In a tortilla.
You want it in the tortilla still. Okay. Huh.
But if I did it at home, it was no go.
No.
No, it's not the same. You need those runny Taco Bell beans is what you need.
Yeah.
That's a good one, Donna. Thank you for calling in. We're talking pregnancy cravings. I got a couple open lines. We can go for a couple more minutes. Ladies, if you want to sound off, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. We'll get you in the studios. Here's Shannon. Hi, Shannon.
Good morning.
Good morning. Pregnancy cravings.
How's
what do you got?
How's everybody doing this morning?
Well, we're fine.
Oh.
Why is this so awkward right now? This
I don't
is extreme.
Know. It
Let's
get
start over. Should we start over? Shannon, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. How's everyone?
Well, we're super
so
dupes.
Good.
Hey, so tell us about your pregnancy craving.
No, so I broke down and sobbed in the middle of a Target because they didn't have coconut cream pie.
Been there.
And then my husband stopped at a Safeway the next day to try to bring me one. And then he brought me a single serving slice, and I started the biggest argument with him because it was not a full coconut cream pie.
Yeah.
Jeez, that's what baby wants.
Well, he's just teasing
you. I wanted
you.
The full pie. I didn't want one single slice of coconut cream pie.
What an idiot this guy is.
I get your argument.
More frustrating than no coconut cream pie.
Yes!
You don't even know me right now and what I need, and I'm carrying your child.
Yeah. You made me and baby mad.
Oh, it was a whole scene. I was very upset.
How long ago was this?
I had my youngest in October of 23.
Okay.
Because
I was
going
to ask you if
so
your
he'll
kid...
he'll be two here in a couple weeks.
Yeah, so is your kid into coconut cream pie?
You know, he hasn't really had it yet. He's still pretty young, so he doesn't do a lot of, like, sugary sweets.
Right.
So.
That's smart.
But he does love the little icy popsicles, and I did buy a box of 100 of those a week.
Oh, my gosh.
Every single one in a week.
So the coconut popsicles he does like.
Yes, he does.
I'll be curious to see once he tries a coconut cream pie if he just goes insane and loves it, because you loved it so much.
No, I'm really curious, but I don't know. It was something about coconut the entire pregnancy.
Well, and do you still like coconut cream pie? Is that one of those that left you when you had the baby?
No, I do.
You do?
I've always loved coconut
You
got to
go try
pie.
The coconut cream pie at Rib City. Like today. It's like they smoke it. Like they do their barbecue. It's crazy.
This is crazy
it's
talk.
Insane.
Why would you smoke a pie?
I don't know, but it's so good.
Listen, now I might have to take off work early to go eat pie.
Do it.
It's so good.
Live your best life, Shannon. Thanks for the laughs today. Have a nice Wednesday.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Here's KJ. Hi, KJ.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Well, we're super dupes. What did you crave when you were pregnant?
Well, it was so weird, you know. I didn't crave a food. It was actually like root beer. Like
root beer?
Yes. I never drank it, like, a lot. And then somehow I just, like, craved it, like, with my first time. It was crazy.
Any specific brand?
No, not necessarily, but, like, Dad's root beer.
Yeah.
Yummy.
Just sitting there with the bottle of it on the couch and a straw.
And it, not
my
like
gosh.
An ice cream float, like a root beer float, just the root beer?
Yes. Well, the float is amazing, but like that's over the top. But.
Yeah. Yeah, let's not get too crazy here. Not too crazy.
Yes. It was amazing.
That's a unique craving right there. Yeah.
It was weird.
And you're all burpy.
Yeah. All gassy.
Don't burp too hard. You could give birth. Be careful.
I know, right?
maybe that was it. Yes.
Yeah. KJ, thank you for calling.
Thanks, guys.
All right,
you guys are awesome.
All right, we'll do two more. Dina and Holly. Here's Dina. Hi, Dina.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning to you. So, what did you crave when you were pregnant?
I craved creamy salsa dressing from Chick-fil-A, and I absolutely hate spicy food. So I could just drink the stuff when I was pregnant with my daughter.
Didn't that make you feel like you're like a badass almost, right? Like,
I did,
look at me eating spicy
exactly.
food.
I got this.
Yeah.
Oh, four
I mean,
or five
when I'm
of these.
At a Mexican restaurant and I have to dip my chip in a little salsa, it's like the tiniest little piece and yeah. I can't even do it still to this day. But when I was pregnant with her and she loves spicy food now.
Yeah.
All the hot sauce.
Yes, exactly.
Again, sitting in the Chick-fil-A parking lot, just chugging it. Oh!
Yeah, my son loved it. Yeah. He was 2 at the time, so he got a lot of Chick-fil-A and grew up on that.
Hey, you know what? That's a solid salsa, though.
Yeah.
It is a tasty
salsa.
Oh,
gosh, the creamy salsa is so good.
Well done. We're not mad at that.
Yeah.
All right, you guys have a great day.
You as well. Thank you. Bye. All right, here's Holly. Holly, you get the final word on this. What did you crave when you were pregnant?
Nice. Hi, guys. I had split pea soup, which I had not had since I was little.
Oh, my gosh.
And Whoppers candy on top. Not even kidding.
Wait, you had Whoppers in your split pea soup?
Yes.
Is it weird that I want to try this?
I do, too, but I'm also
I want to try this.
I would make, like, these huge, like, out of nowhere. And another, like, I've been obsessed with pickles my whole life. And when I was pregnant, I couldn't even smell pickles. But I would eat sauerkraut just in a bowl. But I would make these huge pots of split pea soup. And, you know, with ham, sometimes with, sometimes without. And then I would put Whoppers on top. I don't know why it even came to me, but it was so delicious. I can't even fathom doing it right now.
You just had a box sitting there, and you're like, why the heck not? You just dump them in.
That's like a drunk meal almost.
That is crazy.
And my coworker was pregnant, and I was like, God, I cannot get it. It was like Halloween, and we had those little Whoppers on the bowl and the desk. And I was like, I cannot get enough of Whoppers. And she's like, oh, my God, I know. My husband, I keep sending him to Burger King to go get me Whoppers. I'm like, nope.
Different type of Whoppers. But I would like to put Whoppers on top of a Whopper.
Right. Yeah, it's weird when you're pregnant.
Extremely weird, but you know what? I want to try yours. So we'll see what happens this weekend. I might try it.
You guys have a good one.
Thank you, Holly. Bye.
These were great calls.
You know what I loved the best about it was these women who went to extreme lengths to make these flavors happen. They were like, no, I will have split pea soup with a Whopper on it. Watch me now, like multiple times. Yeah. And, you know, like the crying in the drive-thru, I'm so glad I'm not the only one who did that.
That was last week for you.
Well, you know, but also when I was pregnant, like, I don't know why McDonald's had to switch up their chicken nuggets while I was making Zoe, but they did. And I was like, ugh. In the drive-thru, I'm bawling because they don't give me the original chicken nuggets. Remember when they went all white meat? They did that.
I can't
say
that I'm up to date on my McDonald's chicken nugget trivia.
Okay.
But
the timeline of chicken nuggets, you're not current?
And honestly, I don't know if I would ever tell that story again, Katie. It's quite embarrassing.
It was a big deal for me.
People are going to look at you differently.
Start about that coconut frappuccino at Starbucks. Oh, my gosh.
You might want to just keep this story to yourself.
Literally bawling. Yeah, okay.
I might want to just keep that one under wraps. Thank you to all of our moms who called in this morning and the ton of you on the text line. Thank you so much. We appreciate you guys.